Welcome to the Financial Wisdom Podcast Series. Take control of your financial future. Financial Wisdom, Home Equity Loans. In this session, we are going to discuss home equity loans. The equity you have in your home can be a powerful tool in managing your overall financial situation. Your equity, that is, the value of your home minus your existing mortgage, can serve as collateral for additional borrowing. While there are risks with this strategy, as there are with any borrowing, home equity loans usually offer lower rates and convenience. How does a home equity loan work? Most institutions view home equity as good collateral and are often willing to lend you money against that equity. Lenders may issue you a special check or give you a line of credit that you can then access as overdraft protection against your checking account. There are usually forms to sign and an approval process that is not too difficult. There may be some form of commitment fee as well. The amount they will lend you depends on the amount of equity in your home and your other credit characteristics. A general rule of thumb is that they will lend up to where the total debt against your home, including the first mortgage and any other loans where your home is pledged as collateral, is less than 80% of the current value of your home. With the recent turmoil in the housing markets, some institutions may have different rules. The interest rate charged will usually be variable and will be tied to some published index, like the prime rate. There are some institutions that offer low teaser rates initially and then raise the rates after a period. Be very cautious if the initial rate is only good for a few months. Usually, you repay the loan in regular installments and with minimum repayments required. With some home equity loans, the minimum payments may only be the interest on the loan, and you may be required to repay the loan at the maturity date. Again, you need to read the details carefully. The attractions of home equity loans include convenience, interest rates, tax benefits, and flexible use of the proceeds of the loan. Usually, institutions make it easy to apply, and their approval process can be quick. The process is often simpler than if you were applying for a new mortgage. Once you are approved, their commitment acts like a line of credit, and you do not have to borrow it all at once. The interest rates charged on home equity loans may be greater or less than those on first mortgages, but almost always less than rates on credit cards. Using the proceeds of a home equity loan to pay off credit card debt will usually save you money. Even though you are borrowing against your house, there is no requirement that the money be used on your house. A home equity loan can be the source of funds for college tuition or even to buy a car. Compare the rates on an auto loan and a home equity loan the next time you are thinking of buying a car. As with any borrowing, you need to be aware of the risks. Borrowing against the equity in your home should be considered carefully. Even though there are benefits, home equity loans are like other loans. You pay interest, and they must be paid off. Most people use home equity loans for conservative purposes and avoid making risky investments or spending the proceeds on extravagant purchases. Read and understand all the details of any loan before signing loan documents. They can be confusing, and the easy process of getting this type of loan can mask the costs and risks. Join us again for another Financial Wisdom podcast. And as always, thanks for listening.